Well, good morning. It is 8:43 a.m. on Wednesday, April the 23rd, 2025, here on a partly cloudy morning on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. Get this thing settled. Stuck in my pocket. Get my hands in my pocket where I can warm them up. It's chilly. It's chilly. Low 40s, 42, 44, somewhere in there. It's windy. The wind chill is taking it, I think it's taking it down into the 30s. And the sun is really quite warm. It's really quite nice. And the wind, it's less, it's considerably less nice. My nose is running off my face. I'm humping along this morning. Trying to catch up with myself, I think. The day got off to a very odd start. I have a checklist that I go through in the morning. I get up and I do the same 8 things, I think. 4 or 5 anyway. Things in a row, in the same order, every day. Except I don't. On my list, I'm supposed to write in a journal before I do my push-ups. In practice, I quite frequently put push-ups ahead of journal so that I can sit down and stay down rather than sit down and get up, sit down and get up. I probably should sit down and get up, sit down and get up, but be that as it may, I have the same few things that I do. First thing, right off the bat, come down over the stairs and put on clothes and do day clothes as opposed to night clothes. And do the things. This morning that didn't quite happen. This morning I spent the first hour in my pajamas playing with Reddit before I wrote in my journal and then put my clothes on and then did the push-ups and then tried to catch up with all the things that I hadn't done, like make sure I continue my streak and for the words, read the daily reading from 365 Tao, or Dao, depending on how exactly you want to pronounce it. And then my morning positive thought, and then my haiku came off pretty quickly this morning. It's interesting, some of them come like right away, and other times not so much. But I mean, 112 weeks, 113 weeks, I forget, over 100 anyway, of writing one every day. It's like I still have trouble counting, because especially if I work and rework and rework, then I kind of lose track of what I wrote. So a line that had the right number of syllables sometimes changes so that it doesn't, but I don't remember to recount, and it can be awkward if I have to edit it once I put it up. And I make sure that it's the right number. It's one of my rules. It's not, while the form is technically 575, the rule is, in Japanese, 575 sounds, not syllables. I talked about this before. And I tend to follow that. So breezes, which is technically one syllable, plural of a one-syllable word. Impress me. Ooh. Now turn your blinker light off. Good job. Anyway, breezes is two syllables because of the S, breeze, S, as opposed to rusts, which is one word because there's no extra syllable. Anyway, my syllable counter sometimes freaks out on things like breezes. At any rate, hi. So today's reading was about working with fate, actually. And now, these are really cute little lilac shrubs. They really are. I realize that I'm not, or I have slowly been working toward working with fate rather than against it. A lot of my problems, as I have outlined here lately, have their roots in this idea that I should be more consistent, that I could produce more if I were more consistent. And my recent epiphany that perhaps production and consistency aren't applicable in cases of creative endeavors, like writing novels. And I was thinking about binge writing and how binge writing kind of was the impetus for trying to be more consistent and productive, reasoning that I recognize now might in fact be quite flawed, that if I were consistent, I could produce more works. And in spite of being relatively consistent for quite a long period of time, that really hasn't happened in a way that I find satisfying. So I'm in a hurry to get back. I want to get back. I got the cat open in a word processor. I worked on it yesterday. I think I've worked on it every day this week. Every day for the last 2 weeks, actually. And put stuff in, took stuff out, put stuff in, took stuff out, put some more stuff in. And what I don't have open is my worksheet, my spreadsheet, for tracking sprints. And I'm going to do a few sprints this morning and see what I could do, see how that works out. The reality is that the book I'm reading, which is Katie Hanna's Library Reset Limiter, book four, I think. Anyway, the title is Limiter. And it's good. I'm enjoying it, but it's lit RPG. But it's not eating my face the way the Uglin books did. It's not just taking up residence in my mind and holding on with teeth and claw. And neither is Enshrouded. I played a little bit yesterday afternoon. It was kind of tedious. I've got okay, you're not going to turn there after all. All right, fair enough. I've got some stuff going. I've done some building. I need to do some more building. I'm facing the last of the big boss mobs. I've got some front-end work to do to prepare for the boss mob, which is mostly wandering around trying to find all of the pieces I need in order to start the boss mob fight. And I've done the boss mob fight once. I've got two other characters that are at level 35 and ready to do the boss mob fight, except for the fact that they haven't done the things they need to do yet. I have not lit all the beacons. So what that means is that I have headspace. I have headspace that could maybe be turned to a writing binge for the next few days. I'm at about 31K on this book already. I need about 66 more. My sweet spot's 100K. That's just the target I shoot for. It doesn't really mean anything other than it helps me in pacing. So if I'm shooting at 100K and I'm at 25%, that means I'm a quarter of the way through. Structurally, yeah, it's supposed to mean something. 75% would be 75K, which structurally is supposed to mean something. It doesn't actually mean anything. The middle point at 50K is supposed to be when the sidekick says the theme. Come on up, I want to get ready, say it with me, monk pose. That doesn't actually mean anything. Particularly in the first draft where I don't necessarily know what the theme is. Like this book. And even like Wizard's Butler, I had no idea. I have to go look at the middle of the book and see if I said anything profound. Which I doubt. So anyway, I feel like a little bit like a sugared up 5-year-old this morning. Maintaining my 19 and a half minute mile here. At this point in the walk, I'm usually around 22, 23 minutes a mile. But I'm so stoked to get back to get a cup of coffee. Another cup of coffee, because I've only had like two so far today, which is one more than I usually have before I take the walk. But be that as it may, I'm sure this manic is not due to extra caffeine. Well, relatively sure. Okay, it might be. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Dear. Oh, dear. I read some interesting stuff. I played with some self-published authors on Reddit this morning. There's so much that is just problematic and superstitious. And well, I sold more books, so I'm getting more reviews. No, I'm getting more reviews, so I'm selling more books. Yeah, that's the one. That's the myth. That's the problem. That's a superstition. It's, you need to be viral. You need to go, how do you go viral? How do you get, and the answer is, you know. Guy waving back and forth. Perfectly timed zigzags. I think he's entertaining the kid in the car seat in the back, but it gave me a little bit of a pause. Oh, they've cut down all of these. Look at that. They've cut down all of these Russian Russian sage. All last year's skeletons. They took it down to ground level, and the new shoots are coming up from the roots. Shoots from the roots. I got no roots, because my home was never on the ground. Starlings. I think they're starlings. They sound like starlings. Oh, this crabapple tree lost all of its blossoms, except for the last few. Holy cow. All the little blossoms are gone. Like, they were here yesterday. This one still has a few. Wow. Do we have a windstorm? We could have. There's a lot of petals. There's a lot of flower petals in the ditches, in the gutters. They're not ditches, they're gutters. So yeah, I had a lot of fun talking to people. We'll see if anybody listens. See if I manage to engender any kind of conversation. Getting a conversation going on social media these days is really difficult. Morning. Lady wearing her Bengals sweatshirt. Jogged around the corner here and then dropped down to a walk. I'd have given her a sidewalk, but she took the gutter. Have another piece of toast when I get back. There's so many people who think that, oh yeah, I wrote a book, why isn't it selling? And it's almost always marketing. It's almost always marketing. Oh, ignoring for the moment the fact that there's only one book. And then you find out that the book is a memoir. For somebody who is nobody. Or it's a chapbook of 42 poems. Or it's a fantasy novella. Isn't fantasy supposed to be a hot topic? Isn't it supposed to be a hot category? Some of the most successful responses were people who were writing cozy fantasy. And the most prevalent was, of course, steamy romance. Which is... romance is 50% of all the books published, all the books published, all the books read, all the books bought. Here we go. In, at least in the United States, maybe in the world, but romance is like gorilla, Godzilla, the 600-pound gorilla in the room. And then we got a couple of chimpanzees, like science fiction, thriller, action adventure, mystery. The further you go down the list, the smaller the monkey gets. Until you're left with the equivalent of a pygmy marmoset at the bottom of the food chain. And I know a marmoset is not a monkey. Don't at me, bro. now these little, remember I was talking about these little crabapple trees that hadn't blossomed. Now they're blossomed. Look at those. That's beautiful. This light was better. I'd take a picture, but light sucks. I'm not gonna. The big flowering crabs have pretty much run their course. Lilacs. Now, lilacs peeking over the fence are looking really quite tasty this morning. Look at that. Holy cow. Gonna love it. And look at all the dandelions here in the park. My wife is convinced that the neighbors are gonna hate us because we have dandelions on our lawn. But she hasn't seen the park. Ooh, that was a big hawk. It just went whoosh out of this tree, across the street, and over the roof next door. Cooper's sharpshin. Don't know. Didn't get a good enough look. After Marta pick up the milk before I head in through the back door here. But I am coming up on it. Panting all the way. And here I am. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow? No, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.